This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You know, in your relationship with God, as you begin to build that relationship and grow in your knowledge of God, and God gets more involved in your life, there are times in that journey when it can be a little bit hard to trust God, can't it? It tests you, and you really learn what faith is all about. We're reading this week from the book of Hebrews. We're in chapter 6, starting in verse 13 today. Listen to what the Bible says. For when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely I will bless you and multiply you." And thus Abraham, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and in all their disputes an oath is final for confirmation. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Well, there's a number of things in there that are hard to understand. What does it mean that we have this anchor for the soul that enters into the inner place behind the curtain? What inner place and what curtain? Well, in Israel in those days, there was a temple, and that was the place where people encountered God. And there were several layers of holiness in the temple. And before you got to the most holy place, the holiest of holies, as it was called, the inner sanctum, there was a huge curtain that separated people from that exposure to the presence of God. And here he says, Jesus, through dying on the cross, tore that curtain into two pieces and opened the way for us to go into that inner place behind the curtain. And now we, without ever traveling to Jerusalem to find the temple, we can have this experience of the presence of God in our own lives because of what Jesus has done. But just notice a couple of things in this passage we read. Abraham, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. Now, this is the hard part, isn't it, in the Christian life, that patiently waiting part. We want God to just step in immediately, to do what we want immediately. But sometimes his purposes are not clear to us, and sometimes his answer is not yes or no, but wait. If you find yourself today in that waiting place, learn from Abraham. Patiently wait and keep on trusting God. You know that if he has you waiting, there's a reason, even if you can't imagine what that reason is. That's what faith is about, trusting him when you can't see why. Patiently wait. And the passage says we have this sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into that inner place behind the curtain, a hope that is connected to our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. We've been adopted into God's family. We know he loves us, and we know he's not finished with us. Your situation may seem totally hopeless. All hope may be lost to you. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. But I want to assure you, even if that tunnel has a bend and you cannot see the light, God is there. You have this hope of your relationship with Him that assures you He loves you, He cares about you, He has not forgotten you. Trust Him and wait. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.